Log Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
This is Rashid Talan, your host
and engineer for tonight's show.
The show is The Science of Health and You.
I'd just like to give a few staples before we get started, before we begin to interchange and begin to speak to each other in ways that we do every Tuesday. What a very special time to do the types of classes that we're doing currently, coming into our lab and discussing current events and information pertaining to the well-being of the human psyche, the human body, and making a spiritual connection. Before we get started, I just want to let those who are here on the internet know that if you have an opportunity that you may want to ask a question tonight, I have a separate number that you can call into or and text your number, your question into that I can ask our host tonight for whatever question you may have. He can answer it online for you. That number is 650-669-0458. Once again, that number is 650-669-0458. And while I'm speaking, you have an opportunity to pick up the telephone and call a friend, call a family member, your children, your husband, a friend in the community, next door neighbor, to tune in to get a better understanding of why we are in some of the conditions physically and mentally today. And here are some answers and an opportunity to learn about yourself. I don't know anybody who's not interested in their own self, and particularly interested in how they could be healthy and live a long life with longevity, with peace of mind, comfort, and who wouldn't want to share with their children or their grandchildren, mother, father, sister, brother, friend, or neighbor, on how they can incorporate into their lives a new piece of information, a new education pertaining to what is taking place in their lives today. Welcome to IWDM Radio. Once again, this is Rashid Salam on The Science of Health in You. And one thing I do want to say tonight, I just want to take a minute and or half a minute. Most of us are want to give a basic please excuse me for the technology difficulty. My phone somehow, some way just dropped, and we just want to make sure that you know that nothing happened to the program. It was just my phone with a technology problem. As I was saying, we want to give a little information to everyone pertaining to the incident that just happened this week, last week, shall I say, and just some things that have happened in the past that just make us wake up and understand the mental health problems that we have in our country today. And it just so happened over the last two or three shows, that is one bit has been our focus, talking about mental health, talking about the things that are wrong with the state of mind of our community, the state of mind of our family members, the state of mind of a lot of things that's taking place. So I just want to take a moment and just give a special acknowledgement, and we can just take a moment and just say a special prayer for the families of those who lost loved ones. So you, for 30 seconds or so, I won't be talking. So we can just take a moment and acknowledge that. Okay, as I said, you know, we have an opportunity to kind of address and give answers to some of the problems that we are experiencing in this world today. Mental health has been our focus. The three nervous systems has been our focus over the last few days, and I hope we can begin to grasp the magnitude of what we're trying to say to you tonight. You know, family is something that we should all be a guardian to protect at all times, our family life, our personal life, the things that make up our human development, the things that create ability to function, reason, and perceive, and all of those types of things that make up this great piece of work that we walk around with every day. Unfortunately, most of us don't understand how it works. And this is the purpose of The Science of Health in You.
the specimen that we walk around with, in this whatever state you may want to call it, whether it be unhealthy, dysfunctional, damaged, whatever you want to make of the situation, it's time for us to take a look in the mirror and just say, am I healthy physically? Am I healthy mentally? Am I healthy in the state of mind that I'm addressing my family life, I'm addressing my community life? Has my being, as we are human beings, have our being here made an impact on the world in some shape, form, or fashion? It's so important that we recognize and understand those particular things and our responsibility to the world, responsibility to our families, responsibility to our children, and what do we need to do to prevent the mental illness that's taking place. And I must say, before I came into this symptometry, I knew I had a mental condition because I didn't know what was being said about my body makeups. I had no idea that there were things about myself that I didn't know. And I must say, programs like this, I wish I'd had 10, 15, 20 years ago, I think I'd be able to be a much better state of mind than I am today. So my focus is on mental health at this particular point in time. And we know, if you've been on the show for any length of time, you know that food has a direct reflection on our mental disposition. It's common in today's society. And so we just have to take the time out and get real serious about our health. We would never have wealth without good health. So what is this psychiatry? What is this psychology? What is this information about energy? What are we talking about? Blood pressure, diabetes, and all the subtangents of our disposition on how we work, our atomic system, our central nervous system, all the issues that address us as human beings. And what do we need to know scientifically to know how to begin to prepare for a proper functionality? So what are these combinations of behavior modifications that we're going to have to do? We've been given these answers. I must say, if you've been listening, you have to recognize and realize that the information that's being parlayed through this radio broadcast has basically should have changed your life, should have put you in a different state of mind, that you have an opportunity to save yourself, opportunity to save your children, your grandchildren, and prevent some of the ignorance that's taking place in the world today. We know that the biggest problem that we have in this world today is ignorance, not knowing. Don't even know that we don't know. So we don't want to discriminate. You know, we'll talk about anybody. We just want to address this mental health illness. We're going to talk about the mind, the brain again, and the three nervous systems and show some correlations on the state of disorder that we have in our world, the state of disorder that we have in our own personal lives. I was just in a training today at the Juvenile Justice Center, and they were giving us an outline on the things that were taking place in the juvenile hall, how children had so much disdain and disrespect for just life itself. No conscious thought process on the crimes that they were committing, and how personalized hits, I mean killing people, were stemming from the juvenile hall and the justice system here in St. Louis. When someone told on you or said something to you, they would make a phone call to a friend, and they would go kill them. Like it wasn't nothing, didn't go have a McDonald's. Go sit back and act like nothing ever happened, but blowing someone's brains out. We've had, over the weekend here in St. Louis, 10 shootings. People just dying for no apparent reason. And so we have to be concerned that maybe the one time you may not be doing anything about it now, but so suppose someone shot your child, your cousin. So somebody hijacked you, your car, in the middle of the street during the daytime. These are the types of things that we're going to have to begin to address. And these are some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. So I just want you to buckle in, take a minute, and begin to recognize that pertinent information will be discussed tonight. Information about you. Information about your next-door neighbor. Information that directly reflects the concepts of what life is all about. If you don't think mental health is an issue for you, I don't know what to tell you. If you think you know everything you need to know to sustain your life, more power to you. But your neighbor, your child, your friend, your community is in disarray. So tonight, I'm not going to speak much because I'm in a very solemn state of mind right now. And I'm just beginning to recognize how the war that's taking place right around me every day. If I go to the grocery store, am I going to make it back? I'm not afraid. But the thought, the anxiety, the stress, the disinformation, the misinformation that's taking place in our communities every single day. I've gotten to the point over the last month since Ramadan ended, I don't watch much television because there's nothing being said. The same old thing over and over again, bombarding me with information every single hour. The same information being beat into my brains, and quite frankly, most of it is not true. If you have the ability to think and process information, you can begin to realize that something's going on in our country that we need to address. Something's going on in our country that we need to get involved in our own family life. At the same time, get involved in our community life. At the city, the local, the state level, and begin to make some changes. Begin to speak out on the things that are taking place within our own personal lives. It's just amazing how relaxed we are. And no one is coming together. The disarrangement of our community life, and I'm this, you're that. It's not my problem, it's your problem. Blaming this and blaming that. We have to get away from this and begin to realize that the way we're acting right now, let's just know that there's a mental health issue going on in our own personal life and our own personal communities. And who's guilty? We are, because we are responsible for ourselves. I just want you to take a minute tonight. Just think about what can you do to change some of the conditions in your family? What can you do to share and spread information that has benefited you, has put you in a state of mind on things that you never knew about yourself and improve upon your human existence? Improve on your children's existence. If we don't stop this bleeding, as I referred to in the prison entry system, people are constantly going from high school to the prison system, and this cycle just keeps going, going, and going. But the same thing happens also in our own communities, in our economic system. Same thing happens in our psychological disposition. The same thing happens politically. It just keeps going and going and going, and nobody is saying a word. But the effect is on you, and do not think that everything that's taking place in this country today is not affecting you mentally. Don't think because you're not worried about somebody else's situation that everything you see, everything that you're experiencing, that fear, that stress, that anxiety, that worry, is affecting you mentally. And if you don't address this, we're going to have some real issues. More importantly, if we don't address our children, you're going to find out that children do not do what you say. They do what you see, what they see. So I don't want to talk too much. I just want to share this opening round with you and prepare you. Pick up the telephone. Call somebody up. Don't just sit here and listen tonight and not share this with someone else, because there is something going on in our own lives, in our community life, whether it be spiritual, whether it be political, whether it be educational, whether it be financial. There's something going on in the universe right now. If you can't see this evolution that's taking place, this change that's taking place, and you not being a part of this change, there's a lot to be desired at this particular point. You really do have to address it. We're not trying to scare anybody. We're not trying to talk about anybody. We're trying to address an issue that's so important. That person, that issue that we're trying to address is you. That's why we say the science of health. The science of you, your disposition, your makeup, how you function. How are you functioning? Are you well? Seriously, are your children well? Is your family well? I've had another death in my family. This is 8 in the last 5 months, and nobody in my family is well. And I cannot let that burden affect me. I have to keep my head above me. I have to make sure I take care of my own health, my mental health as well, and financial health. And address myself to make sure I can help somebody else.
I'm not running from the responsibility. So the responsibility that you have tonight is to let nothing interfere with your ability to reason or perceive. The responsibility you have tonight is take what is being taken in. Not just hear it, research it, apply it, because listening to this information doesn't help you, because knowledge is not power. Only if we know how to apply it. So we have this opportunity today to learn a lot, to see a lot, to hear a lot. Don't get on the telephone and I just click over, get a third, get a, do a three-way call, email somebody, bring a family member on. This is an emergency. We are in a war for our lives, and I just want to let you know how I feel tonight, and I hope I didn't bore anybody. At the same time, we need to address these issues. So I'm going to have our host come on, my co-host, shall I say, my friend that I haven't met yet, but he's like my brother. Whether he knows it or not, he's my confidant. We speak all the time, and we can't get off the telephone when we speak because it's such a connection. And I love him for that, and I love him for doing one thing, and you all should too, for taking out his time. Time is money, and he's giving you something for free, something you never, ever heard about, and that is how your body works. I'm just so thankful for you, my good brother. I want to take the time. I'm going to drop this mic and let you go. And you can share with us what you want to share with us tonight. We're going to take 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. And let's do an overview. And then I want you to get your pen and pad out and write down your questions. We're going to take questions for 15 minutes. And we're going to get into it. If you have something that you want to talk about, write it down. Be prepared to ask that question, but kind of stay with the subject matter. That's mental brain conditions and circumstances, and also the three nervous systems. So we're going to give a clear example of those things. But I do want to always do this for those of you who have not been on the show, get an overview of where we are, what we're doing, and what we're preparing to do. So with that, I want to thank you for your time and attention. Once again, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. If you have a question and you're on the Internet, call 650-669-0458. Once again, that's 650-669-0458. And text me your question, and we'll get you on the air. So with that, Abdul Shaheed, how are you today, my good brother? Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Brother Rashid. Walaikum assalam. Another exciting week. We give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here another week and for allowing our listening audience to be here with us as well. Brother Rashid, there's so much for us to talk about. So we continue on this track, and hopefully people have been listening. We are responsible for ourselves, each and every one of us. We are responsible for ourselves. We can't look to the government. We can't look to the business community, really even look to the religious community to save us. We have to save ourselves, Brother Rashid. That means we have to become more knowledgeable of how our body operates and where we are and who we are and what the purpose of this life is. Our purpose is not just to come here and do some mundane things and die. And mistreat each other. To not feel any empathy for each other, not caring for each other. That's not why we're sent here. That's not why we're here. So health has a lot to do with how we think. If we set ourselves up for somebody else to save us, we're making a big mistake. The Almighty has placed each and every one of us in responsibility of our own body. We're responsible for it. It's a gift from the Almighty. Now, what are we doing with it? We have to learn how to take care of it, how to maintain it, how to keep it protected. And this is what we're going to continue to talk about. Our body composed of cells. It is the cell's responsibility to restore our health, but our cells need us to help protect them and maintain them and nourish them and remove concretion from them, remove poison and toxic from them. It is our responsibility to know. If we don't know something, Brother Rashid, whose fault is it? If we make decision by not having knowledge, that means we're going to make a mistake. Sooner or later, we're going to make a mistake. And what happens, we end up repeating the mistakes of those people before us, our parents and our ancestors. We repeat their mistakes, and we get what they got. And we find ourselves stuck in this situation. So life is about making choices. And our young people, they have to make choices. How do you make choices? What are you basing your decision on? And what do we use to produce the best decision for us? What are we using? We're supposed to be using our brain, Brother Rashid, our brain.
Yes, sir.
Our brain cells. And that is the system that we're talking about. That is the system we're spending time on. And we spent a number of weeks talking about this system already, the brain and the nervous system. The brain and the nervous system. We've been spending weeks and weeks and weeks talking about it. The brain is the command center of the human body, and it has a companion called the mind. We can see the brain. It's the concrete. We can examine the brain. We can weigh it, but we can't weigh the mind. We can't see it. But it's so important. It makes all of our decisions. Now, what are we using as a basis for making decisions? This is where knowledge comes in, Brother Rashid. This is where knowledge comes in. Where do knowledge come from?
Yes.
Where do knowledge come from? Everything that we need is inside of us. We have to understand how our body functions, how it operates. And no one have taught us up until this point, Brother Rashid. That's why we have the American School of St. Thomas to teach us how this body operates, this marvelous machine that we have.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And many people have an issue and problems mentally, socially, emotionally, because they do not understand how the body operates. So we have 11 systems. And we've been talking about these 11 systems. Just to give a review, we have new people on the line. We've been talking about the 11 system. Our body composes cells, 75 to 100 trillion of them. And they sit on 11 systems that make up the human body. We have the blood and the circulatory, cardiovascular system. We have the reproductive system, male and female, for procreation, for keeping the species alive. We have the endocrine system, our glands, our hormones. These are what control our behavior, part of what control our behavior. If a person is restless, if a person has anxiety, if a person is depressed, we are under control by our hormone, our enzyme that we are able to produce or not produce. We are under control of our hormones. We are under control of neurotransmitter, neurochemical. We have biochemistry that takes place in our body that our cells produce. If they can't produce them, then we will have issues. We have problems. So we have the respiratory system. Brother Rashid, I'm learning so much as being a student of Sintama, a doctorate student of Sintama. There's three types of oxygen. Can you imagine? Three types of oxygen.
Which one do we need? Ooh, man.
Three types of oxygen. If we don't breathe in the right one, then the microbe will take over us. There will be nothing to oxidize them to keep them under control. Just by sitting in your home or sitting in your patio or sitting on your porch, walking down the street, breathing the polluted air is not good enough. What do we have to do? We have become smarter, Brother Rashid. We can't succumb to what these people out here have for us who are trying to take control of us. We're vulnerable on every level because we're looking for someone else to take care of us. The Almighty has blessed us with a human body, and we need to spend more time figuring out how it works. Everything is inside of us that we need to do what we need to do to correct our mistakes and to correct our parent mistakes and our ancestor mistakes. That's what the life is about. So we also have the lymphatic system along with the immune system. We were created to live on this planet, Brother Rashid, so how can a microbe topple us unless we are making mistakes? We're created to live on planet Earth. And we have to know what the requirements are to live here. Too many of us do not know the requirements to live on planet Earth. What's required of us to live comfortable and in balance with everything on planet Earth? What are the requirements? We've been taking things for granted. Food, water, and beverages, we've been taking for granted. The air we take for granted. Another thing for us to think about, Brother Rashid, we live on planet Earth, and there's many different levels of atmosphere on planet Earth. We live at the very bottom. We call it the troposphere, the very bottom, where all the worst of the gravitational pull that affects us the most. We at that level, at the bottom of the troposphere. The pressure is pounding on us all the time, and the pull of gravity is pulling on us all the time. We at the very bottom. Think about that. We're on a rock floating in space, and we're at the very bottom of the troposphere. You think that's going to have some impact on our body, our health, our cells, our mental outlook, if we don't know what to do and where we are and who we are, if we don't know? That is the problem. No one have taken the time to figure out who we are and where we are. We're on planet Earth, a very predatory place itself. Just to live here, just to be here is very predatory, and we're turning on each other. We are turning on each other. Family member against family member. Brothers against brothers. Sister against sister. Father against sons. Daughters against mother. And we can't even deal with the stress for life on this planet, because this is a very predatory place. If we don't have our health, there's no way we're going to be able to deal with it. That's why health must be a priority. In order for us to correct our mistakes, learn how this body operates and who we are, and what we've been blessed to do, we have to become very knowledgeable on who we are and what we are. Those two questions must be answered. The brain and the nervous system, three nervous systems, central, autonomic, peripheral nervous system. It is the mother responsibility. We said this last week and the week before. It is the mother responsibility to build a strong and firm foundation in the baby. If she eat chaotically, the baby will come here with a shaky and a weakened nervous system, three nervous system. The baby will have problems with being intelligent. The baby will have problems standing up for itself. The baby will have real issues being easily to be influenced by negative people. Negative energy will take over them. They will not have their own mind, Brother Rashid, if they do not have a strong and firm nervous system. If the nervous system is weak and weakening, it's easy for them to topple over. It's easy for them to give in to the forces surrounding them, to give in to their peers. They cannot stand up for themselves. They will not be able to think for themselves if they have a weakened nervous system. It is the mother's responsibility to build a strong and firm three nervous system in the baby so they can come out here and be intelligent. The society have something to work with. The society will have something to work with if the baby have a strong and firm three nervous system. It'll be easy for them to become intelligent. if they have a strong and firm nervous system. The brain is operating properly because the mother ate what she's supposed to eat. She ate scientifically. She cooked her food scientifically. And she's living scientifically on this planet. This is what it takes. Chaotic eating is not good enough. Just eating anything, and the mother's pregnant, carrying a child, just eating anything, eating what I feel like eating, eating for craving. I have these cravings, so I got to satisfy the craving. No, can't do it. And expected to build a healthy baby with the three nervous system firm and intact. The baby will start off in a deficit. Then the person do not know about symptometry, how to make the correction. We can make the correction even after the baby gets here, Brother Rashid. Correction can be made with the three nervous system.
Wow.
But if the person do not know about symptometry, they go to the other doctors. Oh, we're going to be set up to be criminals. We're going to be set up for the criminal justice system. We're going to be set up to find ourselves where we find ourselves today. You know, institution, labeled.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're going to find ourselves. It's happening too many times. And we also have the joint, the spinal cord, and the skeletal system. Every system of our body is very important. Our body is interconnected, interrelated, integrated. Interrelated, and it operates as one biological unit. So no system is more important than the other system. But when it comes to health, Brother Rashid, when it comes to health, most people want to know about nutrition. They want to know about what kind of diet to eat. They want to know about what kind of water to drink. This is what they want to know. That's just one aspect. That deals with one system. That's the digestive system. How many systems did we say we have? 11. So how are we going to just think we can be healthy, just focus on one system, on the digestive system? Who did that to us? Well, all our focus is on the diet, on nutrition, on drinking water, what kind of water. What can the digestive system do without the cardiovascular system, the circulatory system? What can the digestive system do for a person without the brain and the three nervous systems? What can the digestive system do without being able to reproduce, reproductive system? And what can the digestive system do if we didn't have a muscular system, a skeletal system, urinary system? You get my point? Too much focus has been placed on the digestive system where all of the other 10 systems has been what? Ignored. Nobody talk about them. Most times people die from heart attacks and stroke. But we're talking about the digestive system all the time. Oh, what are you eating? What about nutrition? What about the diet? What kind of diet should I have? What kind of water should I be drinking? They forget about their heart is not strong, it's weak. The lungs are weak. The respiratory processes are weak in the person. And we worry about digestion. We have to worry about all of it. We have to know about the whole body, all 11 systems, not just focus on one. So we have the muscular system, the urinary system, the skin, and the intermedullary system. That's a tough word for me to say. That deal with the viscera, the internal organs, the skin. Then we have the digestive system. Those are the 11 systems of the human body. All of them are important. And we have to know about all of them and how they work together. So we're still spending time talking about the brain and the three nervous system. Because if we're not able to gain the knowledge that we need to understand how this body operates and how it functions, we're going to get more of what we see today, Brother Rashid. Things are not going to change. means we're going to get more of what we see. Things are going to get a lot worse.
And they're getting a lot
worse. We have to save ourselves. So we have to know some things. Health is a reward that comes from the totality of ourselves. And this reward is bestowed on us from ourselves when we succeed in taking care of them. That is our first alignment. Our mind must agree with what the cells need. And there are two other alignments, Brother Rashid, that would affect the person's health. The genes and the DNA must be in alignment. That's the second one. And the DNA and the three RNA must be in alignment. That's the third one. So we have three alignments in order for our cell to communicate properly. These things we must know about. That's what our purpose is on this program. That's what our purpose is on this program, in a nutshell. So we have a personal responsibility to protect our DNA, Brother Rashid, because here's what happens. Inside our cells, we find the nucleus. In every cell, there's a nucleus except the red blood cells. Inside the nucleus, we will have the DNA, proton, neutron. We also have the genes, chromosome, and we also have chromatin. And we have electrons orbiting outside the nucleus. This is just our cells. And I'm describing one cell, but we have how many? 75 to 100 trillion of them. I just gave the description of one cell.
I know.
We have cellular organelle outside the nucleus. We have the mitochondria, one of the cellular organelles that produce all our energy for us. It is the main energy source. And we have two DNA, Brother Rashid. Isn't that amazing? Two types of DNA.
Yes, sir.
We have mitochondria DNA, and we have nuclear DNA. You know what happens when a male and female get together? The mother mitochondria DNA joins with the father nuclear DNA to produce another person, to produce another human being. How does that happen? Absolutely incredible.
Yes, it is.
So we have the genes that hold the blueprint, the set of instructions for the cells, to tell the cells what they need to do, how to make brain eccentric, body eccentric, how to produce the cells eccentric. All of these things to keep us on the paradigm of health. That is the paradigm of a human being. If a person is not healthy, we are veering off the paradigm of being human.
I think you need to say that again.
If a person is not healthy, see, we must understand what health is. We have seven fronts of health. Seven fronts of health. And we have to be healthy on all seven fronts. That include mental and emotional health. You cannot be optimally healthy and you have mental issues going on. You can't produce acetylcholine, serotonin, norepinephrine. You cannot produce them. You will not be human, even though you'll be walking around looking like one. So if we're not healthy, we'll be veering off the paradigm of being human. Because we're under control by neurotransmitter, neuron, neurochemical, hormone, and enzyme. That's what controls our behavior. You can go to the psychiatrist and sit on that sofa, lie on that sofa, stand on your head, do all these things all you want, and listen to them. You will still not remove the hindrance from the brain to produce a normal human being. If the person is not taught or shown how to produce neurotransmitters, acetylcholine, serotonin, and norepinephrine, and how to produce neurons,
how to produce acetylcholine esterase, an enzyme, how to produce DNA polymerase, an enzyme to repair our DNA, nothing is going to change in the person. Their health is going to continue to deteriorate. And the more our health deteriorates, the farther we get away from being human. So the food we're eating is loaded with poison. The water we're drinking is loaded with poison. The air we breathe is loaded with poison. How are you going to protect your DNA if you have no knowledge of what the DNA does? You have no knowledge of the gene. You have no knowledge of the RNA. First time most of us heard about the RNA was when they came out with the vaccine. mRNA. First time. Many of us going 18, 12 years of schooling, and nobody really taught us about the RNA, DNA, the genes. How can we make it through 18 years of schooling, 12 years of schooling, or whatever number of years we went, and we don't know about these things that called us to be on the paradigm of a human being? Absolutely incredible.
Yes,
in the cytoplasm, we find that the mitochondrial DNA and other cellular organelles, the plasma membrane engulf the cytoplasm. That plasma membrane, it must be permeable with nutrients, water and resources, oxygen, thermal energy, electrical energy, all flow into the cell. And toxic and waste flow out of the cell. But if we eat the wrong food, cook with the wrong oil, Brother Rashid, cook with oil that contains saturated fat, olive oil, peanut oil, corn oil, vegetable oil, cook with these oils, coconut oil, these oil will calcify the cell membrane where nothing get in, nothing get out. It'll be on lockdown. It is the same with our brain cells. If our brain cells are on lockdown, Brother Rashid, how are we going to be an intelligent person? How is that possible?
No,
you think
not.
That's possible if our brain cells are on lockdown?
I don't think so.
They're unable to produce neurochemicals. They're unable to produce neurotransmitters, especially those three that we named. Won't be able to produce them. So our DNA is central to the health of each cell. 75 trillion cells, 70,000 genes on each cell. And the genes and DNA are indispensable to keeping us healthy. Have anyone taught us how to protect our DNA? Because the gene would never release the blueprint, the set of instructions to a debilitating and compromised DNA. It won't do it, which means the cell would be compelled to produce a symptom and a disease. They would be compelled. And there are seven fronts of health. In those seven fronts, a disease is going to appear in one of those places. A disease is going to appear in one of those places. It is our personal responsibility to protect our DNA from harm. And if our DNA is damaged, we must repair it. It is our personal responsibility. So it takes knowledge, Brother Rashid. This is what we're saying. It takes knowledge. And we have a school now to teach people. The DNA must be in perfect condition in order for our cells to receive the blueprint from it, in order for the DNA to receive the blueprint from the gene. The gene houses and releases the blueprint to the DNA, and the DNA passes it on to the messenger, mRNA, messenger RNA. And it passes on the blueprint to the transfer RNA, and then finally to the ribosomal RNA to produce the brain essential, the body essential, and the cell essential. This is how it's done. Our own body must produce everything it needs to keep it on a paradigm of health. When we're on a paradigm of health, that means we're on a paradigm of being human. Human. If we have sickness and disease, we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. That's what abnormality is all about. A disease is an abnormality in the blood, in the tissue, in the bone, in the nerve, somewhere in the body. It's not normal. That means we are out of the norms. Whatever is not normal must be made or put back into normalcy. Otherwise, we're breaking the universal law. We're breaking the law. So that's the thing that we must know, Brother Rashid. In order for us to make better decisions. In order for us to make better decisions, that's something that we must learn. First of all, we must learn what it takes to maintain our 11 system. How to protect and maintain our 11 system. And those other people, those healthcare professionals, if we have emergency or trauma, that's when we need to use them. But for health maintenance, we need to talk to someone who knows how to maintain the body properly, how to maintain ourselves, who know how to remove the poison and the hindrance, the negative energy from our cells, how to ionize them, hydrolyze them, oxidize them to remove poison and toxic from them, and how to properly nourish them. That's the person we need to be talking to. For most diseases are preventable. They're preventable if we know what to do, knowledge. So we must learn how to take care and maintain the 11 system. We must cook meat and poultry scientifically. Cook our food scientifically, Brother Rashid. Chaotic cooking,
yes,
just cooking just for taste, is over. It's over. If we want to improve the condition of human being on this planet, we must eat scientifically. That means in order to eat to live, we must use science to select our food to eat to live. Doesn't that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
If a person want to eat to live, how are they choosing their food? If you don't use science, what are you using? We must use science to select the food for us to eat to live, not eat to die. Not eat to get sick. Not eat to compromise our DNA. Symptomatry teach and have tips on how to cook scientifically, how to eat scientifically, and how to live scientifically on this planet. Earth is a very predatory, poisonous, and toxic place. And we think it's a walk in the park. That's what we think. It's a walk in the park. But it's not. Never eat raw food. Microfeed on it. If you eat it raw, then you're eating microbes. They're already everywhere. Before you can get the food off your plate and put it in your mouth, it's already engulfed by microbes. Microbes already engulfed it. And I'm sitting here speaking, talking to you, and you sitting there listening to me. Microbes are going in and out of our mouth and our nose. They're everywhere on planet Earth. They're everywhere. And you cannot sanitize Earth. I don't care how much sanitizer you use. I don't care how much stuff you spray.
Right.
So microbes, they would adapt to that spray, and they will mutate. And with the spray, they just love it. They will love the spray. When you come with the spray, they'll be happy to see it coming. Because we have to deal with them naturally and scientifically. And we have an immune system to deal with them. All we have to do is support our immune system.
Right.
And we can deal with the microbes. So never eat raw food. Don't do it. Plants have plant diseases. Many people want to pigeonhole themselves as vegan and vegetarian. They don't understand. Plants have diseases too. And it can be grafted onto our own organs, making our diseases more complex.
No reduction.
Herb, they have alkaloids, something that is heat resistant. Heat would not destroy them, even if you heated it up and cooked it. Herbs are plants. There's a lot we can learn from plants, Brother Rashid, and that's what we should be doing, learning from them rather than trying to eat all of them. We need to be learning from them. Do not eat nuts and seed. Don't eat them. They contain poison, hydrocyanic acid, cyanide, oxalate, all nuts and seed, all of them. So if you eat them, then you're going to be set up. You're going to compromise the DNA where the gene will not release the blueprint, and then the cell will be compelled to produce a symptom or a disease. That's what's going to happen. We need to know where all of the poisons are and how to avoid them. Poison damages our DNA. Poison damages the DNA. If the DNA is damaged, the gene would not release the blueprint to it. How simple is that to understand? If you fail to protect your DNA, the gene would not release the blueprint. This is cells all over our body. Our whole body made up of cells. If the gene do not release the blueprint to the DNA, then we're going to be missing out on body and brain essentials and cell essentials. That would be emptiness. And what do we know about emptiness? There's no emptiness. Emptiness does not exist. So we're going to be filled with something. It's going to be negativity, concretion, poison. It's going to make up the difference. That's another reason why a disease will be produced. We must always produce a lot of internal heat because heat is one of the sources of electricity for the entire human body. You can't be eating and consuming cold items, cold food, ice cream, ice and beverages. We can't do it. If you do it, you're making a big mistake. We're repeating the mistakes of our parents. We must cook with the recommended salt. With the recommended salt, salt that have more cation than anion, more positive charges than negative charges. Very, very important. Our body was created to live on this toxic, predatory, and hostile planet called Earth. We were created to live here, but we can't live here without having knowledge. Can't do it. We can't live here without having knowledge. In order to survive on such a planet without hurting anyone knowingly or unknowingly, we must produce neurotransmitters called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is the neurotransmitter for intelligence, Brother Rashid. You think the human
yes,
being
sir.
Needs to be intelligent?
I believe we do.
Neurotransmitter for intelligence. If you can't produce it, you cannot be intelligent. If you block the production of it because of what you're eating and drinking and breathing, you will not be intelligent. I'm sorry to say, just walk around on two legs. Do not make a human being intelligent. We can see the kind of decision many people are making today. We can see clearly that they're not intelligent. And something is wrong. Mentally, emotionally, something is wrong.
Free time for a break. You know,
oh, yes, sir.
we open up. We open up talking about mental health, you know, and you
yeah.
just hone in on it. And, you know, just a couple of things I just want to say, you know, as I was doing some study, it just so happened I just happened to pick up this article on mental health. And, you know, when you start talking about mental illnesses, schizophrenia, neurosis, psychosis, personality disorders, hyperactivity, bipolar disorders, autism, manic depression, all different types of depression, you know, puerperal depression. You know, and then when you start talking about the results on how those things come about, you just mentioned acetylcholine and serotonin and the electrical energy that goes to the brain. You know, how many of us know this stuff? We're walking around not knowing that we're in a desperate situation, and we really think we're thinking correctly. If those neurons are not duplicated or replicated in your body, you know, you mentioned in one of our workshops that neurons produce forgetfulness, and will make amnesia, dementia occur in the body. So when you were sharing with us early on about the three oxygens, the three types of oxygen, my mind is already blown. You can stop right here because I got some studying to do. we started off about how do we control our behavior, you know, and sometimes, you know, we just don't know we don't know. There's nothing wrong with it when you don't know. But the point is, we act like we're intelligent. We act like we're acting like a human being. We really act like we have no mental problem. When we look at our schools, you look at our airlines, people are fighting. Our government is fighting. The corporations are fighting. Greed is overwhelming. Our sensitivities have been affected. We can't even see emotion, but yet we're being emotionally manipulated every single day. So when you share with us this information about DNA and protons and neutrons and genes and chromosomes, why didn't we get that information? You know, that's important to ask ourselves this question. So when you hear this information and you shy from this information, don't share this information and don't use this information, it lets you know the state of the mind not only that we're in, but to look at the whole world and you see nothing but stupidity. You see nothing but people acting like animals, people not even thinking, don't even care. I mean, nobody cares about anybody else, and we don't even touch each other because somebody told us that you may get COVID. We don't even want to hold each other's hand. You know, I had a friend of mine told me he was leaving his wife because his wife wouldn't kiss him anymore because he didn't take the shot. I mean, what kind of craziness
wow.
is this?
That is amazing.
He said, my wife won't let me sleep in the same bed with her because I haven't taken the shot. So, therefore, we have no relationship. He said, I'm getting out of here. Because, so evidently, she's crazy. You know, so I know it was
amazing.
A hard thing for him to say. You know, it was a hard thing for me to hear and say. I said, man, just take your time and relax, man. And just come back. Get her on the line. Just put her on the line so she can get some understanding about vaccines and how they have affected our mental disposition. Those of us on the line who have taken the shot, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. You're going to have some mental issues if you don't clean yourself out through ionization and hydrolyzation, Dr. Shaheed has shared with us today. You're going to have some long-term effects. They're not even telling
yes.
us about the blood clots. People are having heart attacks. You don't even know why they're having heart attacks. People are having
Absolutely.
All different types of problems and don't even know why, but they go blame it. Oh, this no, you have been injected with poison, and we just shared with us. He just shared with us the importance of cleaning the poison out of your system. So I'm not telling you not what to do, but if you do it, know what you have to do to keep your blood clean. Know what you have to do to make sure that your children are in a healthy state of mind. And all of a sudden, you know, I don't watch television that much. Every time I cut the TV on, it's an African-American doctor trying to tell us it's okay for your child to take the shot at 5 years old. Are you crazy? These are grown people, supposedly educated, and you're going to push this poison on your children? At the same time, I can't say much about that because what we're doing is feeding our kids the same poison with the food that we eat, you know, biodegradable. They're telling us that GMO seeds, your body cannot digest them, but yet we still go to the store and buy them. People are telling you, I'm poisoning you. And we turn around and go buy the poison. Who do we blame for this? Is there a mental condition that we have? And I have to say this, and I'm not trying to be rude. Yes, we have some mental situations that we need to address. That's why I start off the program talking about we're in a war and don't even know we're being poisoned. Don't even know that somebody dropped something on them. With the old song, they dropped a bomb on you, baby. You know, and we don't even know. We're walking around acting like, you know, everything is okay, and it's not okay. It's not okay for our government to be acting the way they're acting. It's not okay for the guy to run around shooting people because of the color of their skin. It's not okay for us to be doing the things that we're doing. It's not okay that the schools are taking books away from us. It's not okay. And we have to ask ourselves this question, why are we putting up with it? Is something wrong with us? Or is it something that we're afraid of? Because guess what? The stress and anxiety and the fear, all those things have a direct reflection on the way your body functions and your mind functions. And we just heard earlier on why. But I just have to say this one other piece here. You told us tonight that on every cell there's 70,000 G's. Every cell?
Yeah.
And we made up of trillions of cells?
You see what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IWDM Radio. Welcome to your science class for once in your life to get it right. Once again, just wake up and understand that we now are learning about how our body works and how our brains are functioning or not functioning. That's something we have to take into consideration. What's affecting our sensitivities? What do we know about protons and neutrons and genes and chromosomes and enzymes? You know, we haven't even got to the enzyme piece yet. You know, your body can't even exist without enzyme. Your life would cease to exist. Well, let me ask everyone the question. I'm not trying to be rude, so please don't forgive me. What is an enzyme? Here the people are telling you, and we're getting this every single Tuesday, that enzyme saves lives. Without enzymes, your life will cease to exist, and we denature our enzymes by drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, doing all this crazy stuff that we do, by eating these GMO seeds, you know, genetically altered ingredients in our food, and we don't question it. And here we are trying to share with you today how to eat to live, what foods to eat, not to eat, and we have the audacity not to go talk to our children. We have the audacity not to tell our friends and neighbors. You know somebody who has high blood pressure. You know somebody who has diabetes. You know somebody who has kidney problems and heart failure. You know somebody who's suffering from cancer. And we're telling you that every disease can be cured, and you could do it yourself. And we won't look into it. We won't do the research. You know, I'm just trying to share it. It's that serious to me when I see children in the prison systems like I did the last couple of days. These babies are sitting in the jailhouse, cursing out themselves, fighting each other. Here's 20 men jumping on one guy because he told on somebody and trying to have sex with it. The world is gone absolutely
crazy, berserk.
You know, we're sitting in this battlefield. We're sitting right in the middle of this battlefield, and they're shooting bullets at us. And we know it's difficult. We haven't got hit yet. Don't mean we're not going to. Somebody going to jack your car. You stop at a traffic light. And then somebody jump in your car, take your car from you, and shoot you. Shooting our babies. Snatching old women's purses. Here in St. Louis, we had three incidents at the grocery store. Older ladies coming out of the grocery store with food. And as soon as they get to their car, dudes grab their groceries and run with them. What kind of stuff is this? What kind of mindsets are we dealing with? Are you going to be next? There's going to be a drive-by, one of your children, one of your relatives is going to get hit. I'm just trying to share with you the importance of what's taking place every single Tuesday on the science of you, how you function, how you work. For those of us who are Internet, let me just say this. If you have some questions, I know you can't call in because you aren't the Internet. You can text my phone at 650-669-0458. 650-669-0458. And those of you who have a question, we're going to take a few minutes here for questions before we go into the next hour. If something that was said resonates with you, if something that you just want to say, peace on you, Abdul Shaheed. Thank you for sharing this information with us. pick up the telephone. Just say thank you. I mean, that's all you have to do. But if you have a question, like I do, I have nothing but friends with all kind of medical conditions. So I drive them to this telephone. I'm constantly sending them information about their particular disease or discomfort. I'm constantly doing it. They're fighting every step of the way. Oh, you're not no doctor. I'm not trying to be a doctor. I'm trying to share with you an education that can save your life. Quit listening to Dr. Frank. I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm talking about. Dr. Frankenstein. And guess what? I just want to say this to everybody. We're not giving you our medical advice. We're providing you with educational information that can save your life. Flat out save your life. Like my daughter, both my daughters call me and on the line listening. You know, they're cousins. We're just sharing this information with everybody we possibly can because we know for the first time in our lives we're getting the truth about ourselves. Don't be afraid, because if you don't think you're afraid right now, you have to think about it twice. There's fear in our hearts. There's stress in our lives. There's worry and anxiety. That's taking place in our lives every day. You can't tell me you're not worried about your children who don't act right. I have a son who's locked up now, smart as all outdoors, but following the wrong person, and he has a disability because he was a crack baby because his mother had crack during the time. And now he made a decision, and I asked him the question. He said, I don't know, Dad. He don't even know why he did it. And he's serious because I know he has a disconnection. I know those neurotransmitters are not there. I know those neutrons are gone. So we have to recognize that we have a role to play, and that's through education. Education is sacred, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't take this lightly, please, because we have some serious issues. For those of you who have a question, press 1 on your phone. I'll recognize you in the queue, and I'll be able to share, provide with you an opportunity for you to ask a question. And please, we don't need commentary. We need questions on what do you think? What you heard tonight, how has it affected you? If it has, please raise your hand. Just call and say, thank you, my good brother. So I'm going to take this one phone call from the Internet real quick. Yeah, I have some hands that are raised, and I'll get to you. Let me just get this in. It's a phone call. This question has been texted me pertaining to the thyroid gland. I have someone on about a thyroid gland. My doctor wants to take out my thyroid. What should I do? I'm very skeptical of the decisions that they made. And the medicine that they're giving me has made me sick. Now they want me to go under the knife, and I feel bad. And I've been listening to you for the last month and a half, and you did mention the thyroid gland at one time. Could you please just share a little information so I can make another decision? So that's the question, Abdul Shaheed, and I'll get to the other line. People who ever have your hand raised, please raise your hand. Just push 1 on your phone, and I'll get to the question. You can answer the question for her.
Question. Yeah, Brother Rashid, that's an excellent question for someone. Here's the thing. Food do not cure diseases. Herbs do not cure diseases. Surgery do not cure diseases. They treat the symptoms. And you still be stuck with the disease. And you'll carry the disease to your grave. So if the person have his thyroid removed, now they're going to load you up with medicine. You have to take medicine the rest of your life. What is the purpose of the thyroid gland? Why do you need one? Do we think the Almighty made a mistake? You need a thyroid to break down all 5 of the food group.
Wow.
We have sugar, we have starch, we have protein, we have fats and oil. How are you going to digest them? You're going to need residue of food inside of your system that's going to be blocking things. You're going to end up with a weight problem. You're going to end up with a weight problem. Mm. You're going to either not be able to gain weight or you're going to be losing weight. Which one of them you want to deal with every day? The thyroid, the reason why it has a problem is because something is blocking the thyroid essential for being produced. What did I say earlier? Every disease, Brother Rashid, every disease, listener, our body made up of cells. The cells inside the nucleus, you'll find the genes and the DNA.
Outside the nucleus would be the three RNAs. One of the RNA goes inside the nucleus to retrieve the blueprint from the DNA. Whenever the DNA is compromised, the gene would never release the blueprint to it. That's why you have thyroid problems. In your thyroid cell, there's some poison and blockages from the food you've been consuming. You have not been using the correct salt. You used the wrong salt. So your thyroid has not been nourished in decades, probably. Decades. So now you have an issue because the thyroid is troubling, is congested. Remove the congestion from the thyroid by ionization. Nourish the thyroid properly with dehydrated nutrients properly combined, and your thyroid will be miraculous begin to function like it's supposed to. And you don't need drugs to do this. You don't need drugs to do it. They make plenty of money from surgery. That's what they do. They make money from surgery. Everything is about money today. Money, money, money. And they will scare you to death, so you make the wrong decision. Life is about making choices. Call Centometry. Set up a consultation with the doctor of centometry. He will give you what you need. We have helped many people with thyroid problems. My wife had thyroid problems. She don't have that problem anymore. They tried to encourage her to take the medicine and have a surgery too. No, you don't need that.
Okay, I think you answered
your
that
choice.
Question.
It is your choice. Cook your food with iodine salt, common table salt with iodine. It is the most scientific way to nourish your thyroid gland. How simple is that, Brother Rashid? How much does that cost, a box of iodine salt?
Yeah, I just bought one, so I know it's not much. You know, so
I bought three boxes. The last time I bought salt, I bought three boxes. I'm not about to run out.
I'm trying
cook
to tell
it in
you
your food. And drink electrolyte-enriched water. Our cells need to produce electricity. That's energy. It cannot do anything without energy. Don't drink cold items. Don't eat cold food. Put peppers in your food, hot peppers, small green jalapeno peppers. These are health tips that we're sharing with you. You have to apply them. We've done all the research. We have proof. Curing is proven. We don't need no study. What are you going to study? Curing is proven. Now, the rest of it is up to us. We're responsible for ourselves. So I hope you get it. Don't go down that road. It's not necessary. Because once they take it out, they can't put it back.
No, that's true. That's a fact.
Then you'll be
stuck
on medication trying to digest your food.
Right.
And they'll never get it right.
We have two more callers on the internet, but I
okay.
want to make sure I get – I want to get my switchboard here. I have a caller on the line right now. We have 219-484. Your mic is open. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Jamal Rashid, Gary, and Deanna.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Jamal.
Yes, sir. I'll be very brief and quick because of the essence of time. You know, it would take 24 hours and more to really cover just a
You must become a
sentence.
Student of centometry.
Yes, because you all have been on sociology, my and psychology, my strengths. And so it's like a sociology and psychology class is a prerequisite to this ultimate health.
Yes.
You know, that's essential to know. You know, so that's why it would take so much time just to cover all the dots. But, you know, you asked a profound question earlier. One of the enslaved traps that people are bogged down or incarcerated in is what you don't know don't hurt or won't hurt.
Yeah.
you know, that soundbite itself has stifled and consumed so many mindsets that if I don't know it, it ain't going to bother me. It don't hurt. It ain't no big thing.
Right.
You know, just that narrative itself permeates so many people's heads and mindsets that it stops you from growing and developing. What you don't know don't hurt. You know, so, you know, we have to recognize all these traps that are in our way to what we consider ultimate help on why we can't do the simple things in life and understand the biological makeup of our biological body and what frees us from diseases. Secondly, I did receive today the two books that was recommended, The Downside of Nutrition, and the other one is What to Consume. So I shared one of them with my ex, so she has one, and I'm reading the other one, and we will, you know, change it up as, you know, time permits within a week. But if you can take a minute to spell the two dictionaries that you recommended. You know, I know that Dr. Henry Clark, whatever it's Clark, Dr. Clark, not Clark, but
Dr. Norton.
Dr. Norton.
No, not him. Doctor, I mean, the one that's a historian that wrote two dictionaries. I mean, wrote dictionaries himself. I'm not talking about Henry Clark. Who?
Eddie Clark.
I can't think.
Eddie Glaude.
I can't think of his name right now, but he's a well-known historian.
Okay.
But anyway, he wrote two, but those are not two of the dictionaries that you recommend.
John Henry
Clark? Was
that John Henry Clark?
Yeah, John Henry Clark. Right. I couldn't think of his
name.
I'm looking at two of his books right now. Yes.
Right. Yeah. But what are the two dictionaries that you recommend? If you could spell those out quickly.
Yes, I will. One moment.
All right, thank you, Dr. Jamal. We're gonna take your question offline.
If you want to come to me,
it don't matter. Just take a time. If it's taking too much time,
first,
you know, we'll move on.
The first dictionary, I'm gonna give out the first dictionary. It's a Durland, D-O-R-L-A-N-D, possibly S. It is the Illustrated Medical Dictionary. It is the 30th edition. Go back over 100 years in print, over 100 years, and many different terms are inscribed in this book.
Okay, you say Durland, right? Can you spell it one more time, Durland?
D-O-R-L-A-N-D, possibly S, Illustrated Medical Dictionary.
Okay.
This is a medical dictionary that all medical students use, and many different terms are inscribed in here. And you'd be surprised what you find in that. And then the other dictionary is the Webster Encyclopedic Unabridged Dictionary of the English Language. Over 300,000 entries. Webster's Encyclopedia Unabridged Dictionary of the English Language.
All right, another one is the 30th edition, the Darien, the Durland. It's the
30th
edition.
Okay.
All right, got you. Thank you.
Both of these books, you can get them used, and they're not that expensive. Very reasonable.
All right, great.
Worth having. Yes.
Well, great.
Well, thank you, Dr.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question. We really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Press 1 on your phone, Dr. Jamal, on your way out. We appreciate it. Now, I would like to say to those who are on the line, I want to welcome you to IWDM Radio, the science of health and youth. That's enough to chew on right there for a long time. We start talking about the science of who we are, what we are, and how we are. These are things that we should want to know. We definitely should want to know for our children, and particularly for myself. I have 10 grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to make sure I give information to them to ensure that they have a long life, ensure that they're thinking correctly. I told my sister the other day, she has a genius in her house, and she's on the line right now, I believe, and she needs to know everything she needs to know on how to correct this young man at 5 years old. He's into the sciences. You have to just really pay attention to these babies. You know, we laugh and playing with them. These children want to know something. Educate them. Put books in front of them that they can, you know, they can talk about. Ask them the question: what is the sun? What do you think about the sun? Yeah, just let their minds go. What do you think about the moon?
Absolutely.
Show them creation so they can become interested in things and not just sit there playing on these video games and pushing buttons and then some stranger teach them how to act. When we let these strangers come into our house, and that's one of the questions that I always ask, would you let a stranger come in your house and teach your children? And everybody, oh, not me. Well, why you cut the TV on then? You don't know them people. That's a stranger. Influencing your child's psychology, influencing their subconscious thinking process. And when you can't handle them, what's wrong with you, boy? Nothing wrong with them. What's wrong with you? That's the question we should be asking ourselves, because you let that stranger invade your child's mind. Put information there that's not true. There's no such thing as Santa Claus. Quit playing with me. We have put ourselves through all different types of things, and we can't blame anybody for ourselves but our own selves, regardless of what people have done to us. We have to take full responsibility for who we are, what we know, and how we know. And then most importantly, take responsibility for your family. We have another hand raised here, and I know you know who this is. It's all about the one. 111. 111. Please state your name.
Yes, indeed.
And tell us where you're calling from. Please state your name. She's on early this time, Chahid. She's on early this time. Thank you for calling.
Early,
your mic is
yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like assalam, yes. Sister Amina. How you doing?
Yes, to two of my favorite people.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I just got home about an hour ago, and I turned you all on. But I will definitely go back and hear from the beginning.
Yes, ma'am.
After you, when you send me the link, brother, Rashid.
Okay,
that's the playback.
Let me see if I have your name from last week. My fact,
and I gave you my number, but
okay. Text Abdul Shahid, and let him get you. Text him
okay.
the number, and I'll make sure.
I got
he's
I got
able
a number. I can
that.
Text it to you later. I can text it
yes,
to you, Brother
Rashid. Okay. Yes, sir.
All
but
right.
but what I wanted to also mention is that you were so on point when you were talking about how we look at. These people who lie
yes.
and twist things about not only health, but you know how the origins of our illnesses come about. You know they lie and then they omit information that sometimes they don't even have, but they tell us that we should just give over our not only our mind but our you know the management of our health to them.
Yeah, to them. Yes, exactly.
That's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. And then I so agree with the fact that you know we have to look at how our bodies and our minds function, because this mental health connects to everything else.
The mental health is
so out of whack. It's so out of whack, and everybody goes along with you know the stigma is out here, the stigma
yes.
of all the craziness and the arrogance that goes on with people who are so-called learned. They're
yes.
learned, you know, they got all these different degrees and they have this knowledge that the general public doesn't necessarily have. But they still don't know. They don't want to admit that they don't know, but you still should listen to them because, you know, I have this and I have that. Yes. And so therefore I know best what your body should, you know, needs and what you still should take, artificial stuff or whatever is out here to keep money in their pocket.
Yes.
It's extracting. So it's just, and then what I look at is always research and always read and always look beyond the surface and always do what's best for your individual health. And what
yes.
is so amazing
right.
is that people still are giving into the fear mongering. We've been lied to for years now.
Yes,
and the people still don't, you know, oh, you're still contagious. You still should wear the mask. Oh, you know, don't, come on. Come on now. It's ridiculous.
All right. Okay.
It is totally ridiculous.
You're right. We're going to have to take the next call, Sister Medina. I mean, was there anything else you wanted to share? You have a question that you want to get answered? Or we're going to make sure you get the broadcast, the parts that you
the
need.
The science is there. That's the other thing
okay.
I want to end with. The real science.
Good.
So we need to really take our own health back in our own hands.
That's what we're doing. We're empowering people
yes.
to do that. So
yes.
we have to do that because
yes.
it's our body, and if we don't do it's not going to be done.
It's not going to be
yes.
done. That's all. I just wanted to stop right there. Salamu
alaikum. We certainly appreciate your remarks.
And thank you for
thank
sharing.
You.
Thank you for sharing. Okay. Yeah, you know, it's just so important for us to just relax a little bit, quit getting excited, quit worrying, and just pay attention
yes.
to what's happening tonight. What's happening tonight is a miracle because God has blessed us with an opportunity to really learn something that benefits us that we can use and share. The duty of the civilized is to teach those who don't know from those who do know should teach those who don't know. So the beauty of being
exactly.
able to be of service to someone else. In my bio, service is the rent I pay for my time here on earth. You know, and just listening to Amina and Dr. Jamal who share this information, who are enthusiastic about what's being said, press one on your phone and say thank you. Press one on your phone and just give us a greeting. Push one on your phone and say, look, give me a minute. How long y'all going to be? I'm going to call the neighbors so they can get on as well. How can I get this replay? Every Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, you can get the replays on what's being said so you can take your time out and do your own study and research. Verify what he says. See if he's telling you a lot. We're not telling you to take our word for anything. We say research. Here's the study of you. Take advantage of it. So I just want to say one more thing before I bring on the next caller. And those of us who do want to say something, please press one on your phone. You know, mental illness does not discriminate. You
That's
know,
right.
we do know one thing about 3/4 of the mental illness programs in our country began at the age of 24. Did you hear what I said, ladies and gentlemen? 3/4 of mental illness began at the age of 24. How old are you? Mental illnesses take on many forms. Now, I just shared with you some of the diseases. I want you to just hear this for a minute before we bring the next caller on. Depressive disorders.
Mm-hmm.
Bipolar disorders, schizophrenia, substance abuse, opioid abuse, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, spectrum disorder, dissociative disorder, intellectual disability, obsessive compulsive disorder, personality disorders, postpartum depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, who gave
mm-hmm.
all these names out? They got a pill for every single one of the things I just answered. Can you imagine putting those statin drugs in your body over long periods of time? I have a brother right now who went in the military at age 18, and this man is 60-some years old. Guess what? He's still taking pills. He's out of it, completely, totally out of it. I mean, he's just someplace else. I don't even know. He listened to people talk to him. Nobody would be around. So this is what I'm saying to you. We have an opportunity. to educate ourselves, we have an opportunity to bring into existence a new way of thinking, a new way of expressing ourselves, a new way of sharing information. The School of Syntopology in Chicago, Illinois. There's material on the website, which you'll hear before he gets off the telephone. There's books, as Dr. Jamal Rashid was talking about, that's available to you if you don't understand what's being said. I know we're saying things you never heard of before. I know we're using language you've never heard of before. Don't run from it. Run to it, because it's about you. The
Absolutely.
Science of health and you. We're not here trying to blow our own $2 horn for anything. This man is giving his time up freely to you to educate you and save your life. And you should take the same information and save somebody else's life as well as yourself, and particularly your children, your grandchildren. I keep hearing me say this every week. I'm working for my grandbaby. I'm working
no,
for my grandchildren.
Right.
So the bottom line here, you know, I just want to answer one more question. I know your time is short tonight. I don't want to take up too much of your time. We have about 30 minutes left in the two-hour program. We do have some overage if you got some time. But I just want to ask this one question from this young lady. She's on the internet. She says, my husband, legs have swollen up so bad that he can't walk. What do I do? Is this edema or is this some other condition or circumstance? So if you can answer that question, then you can go ahead and give us, let us know how much time you have. You want to open up for more questions. I'll let you take the lead in that regard. But that's an important question because I know this person. This is a friend of mine who just asked this question, and I've been trying to tell her to get on the line. Well, she's on the internet. She can't push one, but she did text me the question. So I'll let you take it from there.
That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. It's a good chance that the person is anemic, do not have iron. We talked about iron the last few weeks, too, how important iron is. It's
yes,
a key
yes, sir.
Mineral in the human body. Serum albumin and all the serum regulate fluid level, fluid balance in the body. If you can't produce all the serum, if you don't have serum albumin, then this is what happens. The person's tissue begins to swell. The collagenic fiber that we are made up of will collapse. We're made of 94% water. And if the collagen collapses, there's nothing that will contain the water. Tissue will disintegrate. And you'll see the fluid build up. This is what will happen. Because all our cells need ferritin. Ferritin produces ferritin. That's iron. Must be in all of our cells. In order to produce it, you need to remove the concretion from the person's cells by using subatomic particles called particulates, and the cells need to be nourished so you can produce all serum albumin and all the serum. We are under control of hormone, neurotransmitters, neurochemicals, neurons, all these things, and our cells need iron to do their job, to produce the power, the pressure, the speed, the momentum. And this is why iron is so important. If you are anemic, and most people in the world are anemic, do not have enough iron. That's the answer to the question.
Okay.
The person needs
sure.
to come to syntometry so they can be properly guided to reverse the condition. And you need to eat scientifically. You need to use the particulate to remove the concretion, the poison that's in the blood from the food that the person been eating. If you ate raw plants, it has ammonia. Ammonia would disintegrate collagen if the level gets too high. Our own body produces ammonia. Now you're eating plants that have ammonia. There's too much ammonia for our liver to process. And the ammonia will cause our parts of our body to swell. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take another caller who just raised their hand. We have 423-888. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Jemana Muhammad from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Jemana, how are you?
I am fantastic. Walaikum salam. I was interested in about the cells because when my kids were small, they were diagnosed as ADHD, and they were put them on some type of I can't remember the name now, some type of pill that's supposed to relax them and slow them down.
Right.
But then I got
That was Ritalin.
That's what it was. So I said, no, I said, I can't do that. I gave them a dose, and then I saw how they reacted, and I said, no, I can't put my babies through that. So
no.
I was introduced to an old doctor. He told me, he said, stop with the preservatives, stop with the dyes. He said that will help children more than anything. Don't give them those pills. He said, make everything as you can, make sure you watch the preservatives. Sometimes I think as an adult they still have it, but they pull through it. So what you said is true, you know. What they put in the food to preserve the food has a great effect on our bodies, more than we think.
Absolutely.
Yes,
you're right.
We appreciate you. We love you for sharing. You did good. You correct the mistakes.
Yeah. You correct the mistakes.
That's great. All right. But thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing the very important question. If you want to address that, Brother Shane, you can. I just want to let everyone know we're getting short on time. We got 20 minutes, you know, so anyone who may have a question or maybe want some phone numbers, which you'll get at the end of the show, and you also get the website address and more information about the books, you know, his number, call the number. He's accessible. It's not like, you know, don't be afraid. I mean, check his email if you don't want to talk. Yeah, and so the bottom line is, how can you not say or ask a question? Not on the program. I feel so. I understand what you're doing. But at least text him and say, what about this? I do it all the time. I asked him about fluoride the other day and toothpaste because I noticed that fluoride messes with your pineal gland and it causes concretion because it has certain things in it. So I'm asking about what toothpaste should I be using, man? You know, so these are the types of things you get answers to. So I want to let you know. So we do have one more caller on the line, and we're going to let you wind down. I think we have one more caller. Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And anybody who just wants to thank the brother before he leaves, feel free. And just raise your hand and give a greeting. So we have 314-305. Your mic is open. State your name and please tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, Assalamu Alaikum. My name is Donna Lamont, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, I got some
right, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. But I wanted to ask the brother, I asked this question before, and I work evenings, unfortunately, so I wasn't able to write down his answer. And I'm just going to ask the question, and I'm going to get off because I want to hear his answer. He was saying about when one eats fruit, the best time of day to eat fruit, and
what type of fruit?
And different things.
Yeah, and it was a
you said the best time of day.
Yes, sir, because I think you were saying that there were some fruits you should eat in the morning and some in the afternoon, but not in the evening. And I just, because I was working and I couldn't write anything down, so I'm in a position now where I can just listen and you know, take notes.
All right. And you can also get the replay on this, Donna, just in case.
Yeah, we'll get the replay.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brother Abdul.
Yeah, the best fruit that sometimes you recommend, fruit are not all what they cracked up to be, but if you have to eat fruit, you have pineapple, you have papaya, and soursop. Those are the three best fruit. And the best time to eat fruit between the hour of 11 and 2, between 11 and 2, that is the best time. And that means you won't put so much pressure on your pancreas when you eat your heavy meal, your dinner. Our pancreas are very, very important. We have to protect it. You ever get pancreatic cancer, you're on the way out of here. So we have to, most fruit are too acidic and they have a fruit sugar called sorbitol, and they will have cause many eye problems. Most of the time, when people have problems with their eyes, it is the fruits that they are eating. So all fruits are not the same. Pineapple is very important for our mothers who's pregnant. Very important. They have what's called AP enzyme. AP enzyme helps speed up the production of acetylcholine. Very, very important in preparing the baby to have plenty of acetylcholine when they get here instead of running out of it or not having enough. That will cause mental issues. If we can produce these three neurotransmitters, come to some time to learn how to produce them, acetylcholine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. We could lift our hereditary burden, all those things that we inherit, we could lift them right off of us with those three neurotransmitters.
Okay. All righty, there's an excellent opportunity. So there, you know, there's other fruit that he don't suggest that we eat. So you can contact him by email or by text and ask him about those fruits. And I do have the 45 foods that you should eat or want to eat. So anybody who wants to get that information from me, you have 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. So you don't have to overload Brother Shahid, because he's on tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, he has a show on. I mean, he's just constantly getting phone calls. So feel free to call him and contact him, though. But I just want you to know you can call. You can email me or text me, and I can get information to you as well. Now, one more call. We got 17 minutes to go before 9 o'clock. We want to try to get you off so you can have a couple minutes to get off without being late. But I have one more call in here that we'll take. And anybody else who want to call, you got to get in right now while you have it to be gone by 9. So, God willing, we'll take this question. We have 718-344. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
As-salamu alaykum. Hajjalala.
This is who again? What's the name?
Hajjalala.
Okay. And you're calling from where?
Fort Valley, Georgia.
Okay.
Excellent.
It's near Macon, but... Thank you much for being on, Brother Shahid. My question is, I need the playback number as well. And I wanted to know, I have sciatica, and I'm on a pain medication, but it makes me sleepy. So what you suggest?
You come to symptometry. To remove the concretion from your spinal cord, clean the cerebrospinal fluid.
There it is.
Must be clean. Cerebrospinal fluid must be clean. We will have all kind of neck pain, back pain, sciatica, nerves, all these things. You go to the chiropractor, everything they do will be just temporary. The cerebrospinal fluid is too thick, need to be cleaned, sanitized, and there's nothing we can do to clean it. And we were going to talk some about how you clean your cerebrospinal fluid, how important it is, but we won't be able to get to it tonight. But our next session, next week, we're definitely going to talk about how to clean the cerebrospinal fluid, different things that we can do. But if you contact me, we'll share some more things with you.
Yes, sir.
Get rid of all those nerve pain. The nerve have a sheet on it called myelin sheet that protects the nerve. Because of the food that we eat, and the acid that our body is made up of, we have many acids. Most of our body is acidic. So if the myelin sheet is removed, all those nerves, then you have nothing protecting the nerve. Now you have to nourish the nerves. No one told us we have to nourish our nerves.
It causes pain. There's the pain.
Yes, it causes pain. And see, we can produce the pain mitigators, the pain, endorphin, substance P, encapsuline, dopamine. We can produce all of those. So if our body is not producing them, we stop the production of producing them because of what we're eating. Do you eat salads?
Yes, sometimes.
Do you eat nuts and seeds?
No.
Good. What kind of oil are you cooking with?
Sometimes olive oil. And what's that other word? Olive oil and coconut oil.
No, see, this is the problem.
Oh.
coconut oil, olive oil, is too much saturated fat. And coconut oil has a substance in it called acontic acid. The acid is too strong. That's what's causing the pain. It's a poison. You can't cook with it, nor can you put it on your skin.
Well, you have a phone call to make, don't you?
Exactly. To remove all those things, so that would explain why you have what you have.
Yeah. Get your pen and pad out. Get ready to write this number down. We have 13 minutes left. We're going to give him enough time. Go ahead.
It's in my hand, brother. I'm ready.
All right, ready to go. We're going to just push one on your phone.
Before we get off the line, we're going to give our contact information out before we get off the line.
Okay. All right, so there's no other hands raised.
And Brother Rashid is going to tell you how to get the replay.
Yes, sir. And I most definitely want to share with you one thing, you know, that the question that you were getting ready to answer with on the back pain, she asked the question, so we're going to save this. I wrote it down. We're going to talk about something that's going to blow your mind. When you learn about the cerebral spinal fluid, and anybody who want to get a copy of this information, I have it here. I'll email it to you right away. Just text me your email address, 650-669-0458, and you're going to be so afraid of what your life will look like if you don't get this thing taken care of before you make that phone call, my sister. Make sure you get this copy. So we got that out the way. So we have 12 minutes and 42 seconds left. And I just want to, you know, once again, thank you for sharing with us your valuable time. And always remember, time is money. You know, and, you know, we talk about you will never have wealth unless you have good health. And it goes the other way, too.
That's right.
Wealth so you have to understand in the word health and in the word wealth, it's the word heal. H-E-A-L is
right.
Those words. What a coincidence. So I just want to thank you again, my good brother. And we look forward to you coming in next week, next Tuesday. This is getting so exciting. And we want you, everyone who's on the line, don't come next week by yourself. Just call somebody today. Say, free up next Tuesday. We're gonna save your life. We're gonna provide you information about who you are, what you are, how you are, how we can be better for ourselves and for our children, for our community. We have to begin to share this education. It doesn't take this information. Knowledge is only power when you know how to apply it. So do the research. Listen to what's being said. You're hearing the truth for the first time in your life about yourself, your health. So I just want to say that. I love to say this one thing, ladies and gentlemen. When I say self. I always say to take the F off. What does it say? Cell. And we're talking about the study of the human cell, symptometry. So don't see the words, the language that they use against us. They tell us the truth. Know thyself. They put the F on there to take us someplace else. Take the F off. Take the F off. Know thyself. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So, my brother, why don't you kind of share and close down before we get off the air. And we want to thank everybody for being here. This is IWDM Radio, the science of health to you. My name is Rashid Salam. I'm the host and engineer for the night show, and our co-host is going to close us out. So, Professor, Instructor,
yes, sir.
Abdul
yes,
Shaheed,
sir.
We're going to let you go. We want to keep you longer, but we're going to let you go. Go ahead, my good brother.
Brother Rashid, we're going to put a little teaser out there to go with the cerebrospinal fluid next week when we talk about
Okay.
We mentioned the three oxygen, right? We're going to talk about those oxygen, but we're going to mention them right now. There are three kinds
types.
Of oxygen. Number one, dioxygen, D-I-O-X-Y-G-E-N. Another name for that is molecular oxygen.
Whoa.
And the formula is O2. O2. That is molecular oxygen, dioxygen.
Okay.
The next oxygen is ozone. Ozone. We know about the ozone level, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the Earth's atmosphere, the ozone. That's O3. Then we have number three, singlet oxygen, S-I-N-G-L-E-T, singlet oxygen. And the molecular formula for that is 1-O-2, 1-O-2, singlet oxygen.
Yes.
And the importance of singlet oxygen we're going to talk about next week. how important singlet oxygen is. At least once a week, we need to be breathing in some singlet oxygen. What do you find it?
Okay.
You know what, to find out where you find it, you must come back next week.
All right.
You heard it here on IWDM. Okay.
And that singlet oxygen is so very, very important from removing microbes from our system. Isn't that amazing? The Almighty put everything here for us, but we have to figure things out, just like ourselves have atomic intelligence. They just figure things out. That's what we have to do, figure it out. Okay, we want to share a couple other things about iron and how important iron is, ferric iron, ferrium, ferritin, all these things. Start with the about iron in the body. If we don't have iron in our body, we have problem with there'll be no osmotic pressure where water moves from a concentrated area to a less concentrated area. You're made up 94% water, but we will still have dry eye, dry nose, dry ear, dry mouth, dry throat. You cough for osmotic pressure. Our osmotic mechanism is in disrepair because we do not have iron. We will have no circulatory pressure, circulation. In order for the blood to circulate, our cell must have iron. Endothelium cannot produce nitric oxide, which is the compound that circulates blood. Won't be produced. Without iron, the sneeze mechanism, the cough mechanism will malfunction without iron. Serine albumin and all those steroids that we just answered the question about swelling, why the person is swelling, because it can't regulate it if it doesn't have iron. Our collagen will collapse. That's the foundation of our frame, our structure. The human body is made of protein. Everything about our body is protein, protein unit. Even the DNA is protein. The genes, protein. The chromosome, protein. RNA, protein. But we want to eat plants, which made out of cellulose, starch. We're not made out of starch and cellulose. We're not plants. They're different in fiber. We have human fiber, we have animal fiber, and we have plant fiber. Don't get it twisted. Make a big mistake. Hematoblasts, those are immature blood cells. They will never produce healthy red blood cells if we don't have iron. Absolutely amazing why iron is so important. Genes use ferritin to compress and store zillions of data, just like a computer. Our genes produce or store zillions of data. It goes all the way back to the beginning. And we are carrier of the genes from our ancestors. They have information for us, but we can't access it because we can't produce those three neurotransmitters. We have an issue producing them. But we have the solution to every problem that we have because they're in our genes, the answer in our genes, the nucleus histone. That's where they lie. The information is recorded there. The knowledge is recorded there. And if we're good people and we're most forgiving, and we're not arrogant, and we don't abuse people, our nuclear histone will beam knowledge to our memory. We have to be on the same wavelength of our nuclear histone in order to receive that knowledge. And I'm sharing with you information you will never get anywhere else. So the Almighty has this information already inside of us because of the genes. Our genes use ferritin to release the blueprint to the DNA. If you don't have iron, how is it going to release the blueprint? It can't produce the enzyme called helicase to unwind the DNA to receive the blueprint from the genes. This is information you won't get anywhere, Brother Rashid. It's just not going to happen. DNA uses ferritin and ferrium to unwind and transmit the blueprint to the three RNAs. The RNA uses ferritin to produce the cell essential, the brain essential, and the body essential. Ferritin, iron, give our cells the speed, the power, the momentum. But most of the people in the world are anemic. They don't have iron. And they're taking the wrong iron supplement. Neurons, which run the brain and the body, use ferritin to operate our faculties. And we already know how important our faculties are. And we share the faculties, but 16 different faculties, perception, imagination, behavior, memory,
That's where the nuclear histone send the knowledge to our memory. If your memory is faulty, how are you going to be knowledgeable? You can't. You eventually forget your name if you don't know how to take care of your brain cells. We're talking about the three nervous system and the brain. That's what we've been talking about for weeks now.
That's just number seven.
Faculty like coordination. You won't be able to coordinate information. You won't be able to coordinate your life, your family life, self-restraint. People do not have self-restraint, Brother Rashid. They fly off the handle. They have no self-control, self-restraint. Can't restrain yourself. You're hot-headed, hot-tempered. Nothing can tell. Nobody can talk to you. Why? You can't produce a neurotransmitter. You don't have iron. You're anemic because of what you're eating. You're eating food that are called iron inhibitors. They block iron from going into the cell. The cell can't use it. Or you're consuming the wrong iron. Rationalization. These are factors. Cognition. How to think. Determination. A lot of people, children, they're not determined. Anybody can abuse them. However the forces push them, that's where they go. And this most important word for human, intellect. Without iron, the faculty wouldn't have no intellect. No intellect. Personality. We all have one. But you'll be all over the place. People wouldn't know who you are. You're one person today, you're another person tomorrow. All these things will be taking place, Brother Rashid. You know,
yeah, 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
We're just showing how important iron is, and we'll share some more of these things on next week, God willing. We'd like to give our contact information to call, just in case someone have a need to contact us, get some more explanation and further detail. Feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. Also, there's an email we have. You can send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And also, please visit this website. And it is the website of the American School of Symptometry, amsos.org. amsos.org. Please visit that website. Click on About Us, then click on Article. You'll just be amazed at all the information that's stored there. Please go there.
Sure.
We also would like to encourage you to join us on tomorrow on AM 360. We have a program called Optima Health, and it comes on from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call in to either one of these two numbers in order to listen and participate. Those numbers are 515-605-9891, 515-605-9891, or 425-292-4253, 425-292-4253. That show is called Optima Health, and we'll be there tomorrow, God willing. Please tune in to it to get more information. We're going to continue our discussion on that program of what we've been talking about today, tonight. Brother Rashid, I think that's about it, and you'll give us the information on the signs of health in you. We certainly appreciate participating tonight, and we just had so much more information to share, but the time goes by so fast.
I know.
So quickly.
We have a 3-hour show, but we know we just try to keep it live here for 2 hours to make sure. I know you have other things to do. I can't steal it for time.
I have another call to be on. Another call to be on.
Yes,
but someday
sir.
We will
no
have
problem.
That call.
Yes, sir. All right. So, God willing,
so we're going to extend a greeting to everyone that's on the call. We certainly appreciate you tuning in, participating, and joining us tonight. We look forward to you joining us again on next Tuesday on the Science of Health in You. And we greet you with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay. Before we get, you know, hang up, I just want to, before we have our announcement and what's going to take place for the rest of the week on IWDM Radio, I just have something I want to leave the listening audience with. This is a favorite portion of a poem that I always read, my daughter, my son. It's by Mr. Guest. It's one of George Washington Carver's favorite poems. I just want to read a couple stanzas from you to share this with you. It's called Equipment. And it says, figure it out for yourself, my lad. You have all the greatest a man have had. You have two arms, two hands, two legs, two eyes, and a brain to use if you would be wise. With this equipment, they all began. So start from the top and say, I can. You are the handicap you must face. You're the one who must choose your place. You must say where you want to go, how much you will study, the truth to know. God has equipped you for life. He lets you decide on what you want to be. So courage must come from the soul within. The man must furnish the will to win. So figure it out for yourself, my lad. You were born with all that the greats have had. With this equipment, they all began. Get a hold of yourself and say, I can. So I just wanted to say that, and hopefully I was inspiration to somebody and you learned something. So we want to bring on our radio announcer, one of our hosts of our shows going on this week, Mark Shaheed, and give us the breakdown for the rest of the week on what takes place on IWDM Radio. And I want to thank you once again for calling. So hang on and listen to the announcement, and we'll talk soon. Mark?
Yes, assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to your very distinguished esteemed co-host, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. Once again, an excellent production here on IWDM Radio in the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Some excellent questions and excellent information disseminated. Hopefully everybody took good notes. Want to say stay tuned as the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. Tomorrow, here Wednesday, is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slow-Dean. Back next tomorrow. And by popular request and demand, the Honorable Judge Joe Brown will be returning tomorrow to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. The topic tomorrow is teachability. Please tune in, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, to get his views in terms of this important quality that should be instilled in our children in becoming leaders and exemplifying leadership quality on teachability. And so following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is the MGM Roundtable. Yes, that's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. As I always like to present very distinguished, esteemed guests inside of our community and outside of our community and that are pertinent to us as a community. And it will be Imam Ronald B. Shaheed, who one of the transcribers for Imam W.D. Muhammad's lectures, the personal private talks the last 5 or 6 years of Imam W.D. Muhammad's life, and he shared with Imam Ronald B. Shaheed, has been in many publications. And we will be discussing at the roundtable his most recent publication in terms of Follow the Leader. This is an outstanding publication, and we'll be dialoguing with him. He will be giving us some insights in this new publication, so please tune in. That starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab, which is a courtship and marriage learning lab with Karan Shakir out of the ATL, the Jewel of the South. She joins me, yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that courtship and marriage learning lab starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And we will continue on the premarital questionnaire as we began last week. And so you most certainly want to be there. Please don't come by yourself. You know people that are aspiring to be married or already engaged. This is a premarital questionnaire that actually we got a lot of noise in the background there. Please, let's mute those mics or whatever. You got noise. We can hear it over the line here. And so Friday is like the Jumu'ah day here on IWDM Radio. So if you're immobilized, can't get out and about, go to your local massages, the Islamic Center. You can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And the Salat to Jumu'ah begins here on IWDM Radio, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And the longest production here on IWDM Radio is titled Words Make People. Once again, with the very distinguished, esteemed host, Imam Mikhail Sahir, Words Make People, as he always have very distinguished guests and topics that are very important to us as a community. That's each and every Sunday afternoon. You can come back to IWDM Radio. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And at the beginning of the week, as you just heard it, this is Tuesday evening with the very distinguished and esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and his reoccurring guest, Instructor Abdul Shahid, a very, very knowledgeable teacher, instructor of Centometry, the science of your health and you learning lab. And so you don't want to come back next week and come by yourself all this valuable information. You want to make it a family affair by inviting your friends and your family, your associates, your neighbors, community members. That starts each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. So please, let's get to help us get the word out. If you know, we've always said for many, many years that you love for your brother and your sister, but you love for yourself. So if you're benefiting, don't keep it a secret. Let's make sure we let somebody know and invite them in so that they can benefit too. And with that, Rashid Salam, this salam is for you and yours. Until next time, assalamu alaikum.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you. You know, just want everybody to know, there is a perfect storm approaching where no one will be safe from dangerous people with mental illnesses. So let's be careful. Let's know that our body needs energy, and it is power that runs our reflexes in our atomic system. A person who keeps losing power will soon dissipate and not be available to their families, to their friends, and won't be on this planet Earth. So with that, I wanted to say to you all, thank you once again for showing up on Tuesday for the Science of Health in You. It's always been an honor and a pleasure to be able to provide you with the things that you need to ensure that you become a better person. So with that, I just want to give you the greeting and thank you once again for participating with the Science of Health in You on IWDM Radio. Peace be unto you. Until next time. That's all, folks.